My name's Rodoyani.
And I'm Propti.
And you're looking at numbers and paper, and what kind of stuff are we seeing there? Like, there's all kinds of information. That's dietary stuff. Oh my God, that's a lot of detail.
This is a medical chart.
Well, Propti, you nailed Mitch to come into medical to help Dipali there. She just finished 24 hours. How did she do in the first day on the race?
She did really well. I think she was feeling quite strong and she got over a recent cold, but the wind always really knocks her around. So, yeah, it's hard with the strong wind.
Propti, you were here last year helping, and Dipali gave me a little word saying you actually asked if you could help. Usually she has to ask people. Why would you want to come back and do this very, very hard job? It's not running 6 days, but it's hard.
Right. Well, I was so inspired last year by the run. You know, I've always been afraid of the multi-day races. I thought they were weird. I didn't like them. Anyone who did them was crazy. I didn't get it. It was a gruesome thing. But last year, it was the most inspiring thing. And I thought it would be such an honor to help Dipali. You know, if she would take me as a helper, I would be really honored to help her.
Well, you've been doing this job for whenever you're in New York and helping Dipali for years, right?
Last year was my first time with Dipali, so I'd helped Kaninika before when she won the 10-day, and I
mean, when she did 724 miles that time?
Maybe not that time, but I've also helped a few New Zealanders kind of part-time, Nuri Billy and Maliopati and others in the past, and done a lot of counting shifts, but
helping a runner, though, is a completely different job, and it requires some very unique skills. Now, I mean, you're combining particular, I mean, you're both on the job right now. Does she have other helpers besides you two?
No, we just do 12 hours each, and so now's our little crossover period.
So who's changing shift then?
Propti's ending and I'm coming on.
Okay. And you must be really happy with how she's doing that. I mean, I think you looked in the book and said she did 102 miles for 24 hours?
Yeah, 102 for the first day.
And that's kind of average to what she usually does?
Well, it was exactly the same last year, so I think it's a good start.
It's a really good start, Especially considering, you know, she was quite sick through the last 6 days prior to the race, and just the day of the race she started actually feeling like the cold was breaking.
Yeah.
So she was coughing a lot yesterday, and she's a little bit today, but I feels like her energy is kind of coming to the fore.
I mean, you really have to be, since she's out there so much, and you're on 12 hours on, 12 hours off, it's not easy doing this job, anticipating what she wants and making sure everything is done right. I mean, how do you work it out?
Well, it's kind
call
of...
Pranika and ask her. Pranika, she's not eating. What does she like to eat? Oh, boil some onions.
And literally boil some onions?
Yeah. So I did some onions in ghee, and little sweet potato, little coconut cream, and she nibbled it up pretty quick.
Okay. Are you worried about the next 5 days, or are they going to happen as they happen?
I think they're going to be awesome. I'm not worried at all. Yeah. I think Dipali's going to have a great race. She was really on track for a fantastic race last year, but she fell, you probably remember.
Yeah.
And then that was only third, fourth day in, so the rest of it, her mileage went right down because she had almost broken ribs and cuts everywhere, and that was really difficult for her. But I think this year it's just going to go a lot smoother.
Well, I hope you two have a good race too, and then what do you do with your 12 hours off?
Well, it's 6 hours on, 6 hours off, 6 hours on, 6 hours off. So we both get a period at night time to sleep. And then in the daytime, it's just meditating, reading, running, sleeping, eating.
Stuff. Well, thank you. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
Thank you,
Paul.